Well, I think we need to focus on the victims rather than the perpetrators of crime. My wife was a Catholic, a very generous, very caring, giving woman, but also has 14 grandchildren, and they're all mine, all hers, and we love them to death. And I asked her the other day, I said, "What if this fellow Lanza should survive?" Yeah. She said, "Why give him a trial? You know, why wait? That's a feeling of people. I mean, like you say, that could have happened anywhere in the state of Maryland. These aren't adults. These are 26-year-olds and 7-year-olds. And, you know, for mass murders, for people who assassinate police officers, there should be the assault. There should be the ultimate penalty. And that was the feeling of the Senate. We took it up 3 years ago. And what we decided was, rather than eliminate it, you know, we required a photographic identification. In other words, you've got to be seen perpetrating the crime. There's got to be a videotape confession. There's got to be DNA evidence. I mean, this is the toughest law in the country in terms of the police officers and the state's attorneys having to get a conviction and having the ultimate penalty. So I don't think there's going to be the sentiment at this point in time, especially after this score-plus murder that could happen anywhere in the state of Maryland to let the mass murderer off.
So you sense that a ban would fail?
I think it would fail in the committee again. I don't pick and choose the committee based on what their views are on a subject. And this committee's been in place for 4 years, and actually 6 years. And I don't see the votes changing on the committee. And quite frankly, I think the votes would are very close in the Senate, but I think it would fail by one or two votes. Now, having said that, I want every major issue taken up by the body at least once every 4 years. And we just took this up 3 years ago. So that means if it's not taken up this year, it'll probably be taken up next year. So during this four-year term, we're going to again address the subject matter.
If it matters, happens to clear the committees, clears judicial proceeding, you'd allow debate on the floor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they're going to bring the bill out on the floor, it'll tie up the Senate for quite some time because, again, it's hotly contested. I have some senators on both sides of the aisle that are going to vote for repeal. Especially some Catholic senators that are just totally pro-life in every concept, and they're going to vote for repeal, Republicans as well as Democrats.
This is not a partisan issue in terms of
no,
one of those issues.
No.
And it never really has.
But it'll be a very close issue, honestly and truly.
If a repeal's passed, do you think it might go before voters? You had two hotly contested issues, and then redistricting go before voters in 2012. I mean, is that?
I don't think there's any doubt about it that it would go before the voters. And quite frankly, I think if it goes before the voters, I think the voters will vote to keep it in place. The police will come out against it. People will bring up incidences of, for example, the last person that was executed in the state of Maryland said he wanted to die.
Wesley Baker.
He sodomized women on three different occasions, and then he executed after he sodomized them and trotomized
them. Stephen Okun, yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Okun, yeah. And when you have a situation like that, you don't like it, but you go for it. We also have life without parole as an alternative. But there's some situations like the fellow that murders 26 and 7 year olds. Why keep him around? Why have to face that person every day? Why have to deal with that every day? Why do the parents, the grandparents of those children have to deal with that anguish every day? You put a law in place and you put society in place so that society exacts the vengeance that the parents or grandparents would have taken on their own.
Now, executions have been on hold since 2006 because the Court of Appeals ordered a new protocol.
Right.
My understanding is that the Aller Committee, co-chaired by Senator Pinsky, has enacted on the new regulations. Do you tell him, act on them?
I don't know that the new regulations have been put in place. But it is what it is. There's not going to be an execution as long as Martin O'Malley is governor, and I understand that, and we deal with it. That's he's the governor, and he also is very slow to parole people. You know, he has these different views on subject matters, and but that doesn't mean we change the law that's been in place for hundreds of years.